The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which we are going to speak about getting closer to Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. سجدة للجباه في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
Today Wednesday 16th of Ramadan 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar corresponding to the 8th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 27th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Yunus, verse 23.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
But when he saves them, at once they commit injustice upon the earth without right. O mankind, your injustice is only against yourselves, being merely the enjoyment of worldly life. Then to us is your return, and we will inform you of what you used to do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran advises people to know that whatever oppression they commit and whatever sort of deviation they have made from the right path, they themselves would pay its price. The only thing that they may be able to do is to enjoy the life in this world for merely a few days, and finally their eventual return will be towards Allah. It is at that time that they shall be informed of whatever they did in the world. Dua for the 16th day of the month of Ramadan.
Allahumma waffiqni fihi li muwafaqati al-abrar wajannibni fihi murafaqata al-ashrar وآذني فيه برحمتك إلى دار القرار بإلهيتك يا إله
O Allah, on this day, grant me compatibility with the good, keep me away from patching up with the evil, lead me in it by your mercy to the permanent abode, by your Godship, O the God of the worlds.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا أنت العظيم يا فيك الرجاء يا أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
As I told you, the topic of this episode is getting closer to Allah in the month of Ramadan. The blessed month of Ramadan is a great time and beautiful time as well. We thank Allah that He's giving us another occasion to witness this blessed time in our life. This is the month of the Quran, and in this month is the night of Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. Allah chose this month and a particular night in this month to grace humanity with His final testament, His last message, the Quran. The moment of this revelation became a sacred moment, and that time and month became an eternal time for us. Allah chose this time and He has filled it with His countless blessings. In this month, we have a greater urge and desire to do good deeds. This month, the month of Ramadan, becomes the month of virtues and blessings for us. This is the month about which the Prophet said, when the first night of Ramadan comes, the devils and rebellious jinns are put in chain and doors of hell are closed. None of them remains open. The doors of heaven are open and none of them remains closed. And a caller calls, O seeker of goodness, come forward. And O seeker of evil, there's many in this month who will be freed from hell.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, today we are going to talk about the journeying to Allah during the blessed month of Ramadan, month of journeying to Allah, or Sayran ilallah. The crux of the matter is that we should be able to undertake this journey to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the blessed month of Ramadan. And it is indeed possible. It has been narrated from Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, that he said, sometimes after the end of Ramadan, when I would arrive in the presence of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, it was probable to me that he had become more luminous, and his way of speaking, looking, gesturing, and expressing opinions had changed from before Ramadan. For a faithful and sublime human, the period of Ramadan is such. It bestows such luminosity to him and to his heart and inner self that one can feel this in his presence and understand from his speech that he has become more luminous. This is how the servants of God are. We must make great use of this opportunity for drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The essence of the matter is to abstain from sins, performing recommended acts or mustahabbat, and nawafil, the prayers that are mustahab, seeking means or tawassul and praying and other activities are secondary. The essence is for a person to prevent himself from committing sins and wrongdoings. This requires piety. Piety and God-fearing are the most important, or let's say, the primary manifestations that a human being should have. This is what prevents a person from sinning. Sin prevents a person from even bringing himself to the edge of the vast sea of God's forgiveness and benefiting from it. Sin prevents us from being in the state of prayer and attention. Sin prevents us from contemplating and reconstructing ourselves.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Now, how to get closer to Allah. Pure our intention. Remind yourself again and again that you are fasting in obedience to Allah. Be sincere in your intention. You want Allah to accept your fasting. The Prophet said, whosoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with faith and seeking Allah's reward, all his past sins are forgiven. The other way to become closer to Allah is avoiding everything haram. It's very easy, but difficult. Keep your body and mind very clean. Fasting is not just avoiding food and drink. Fasting is to learn how to avoid bad words and bad deeds. The Prophet said, whosoever does not leave bad words and bad actions, Allah does not care if he leaves his food and drink. And the other way to get closer to Allah is Quran. fasting and revelation are interconnected. Prophet Musa fasted when he received the Torah. Prophet Isa fasted when he received the gospel. Prophet Muhammad fasted when he received the first message of the Quran. Let us do the same thing. You must fast and spend more time with the Holy Quran.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القويم للرشاد
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين.
What do we know about the blessings of Allah in the month of Ramadan? By the way, this is today's special from IRIB English Radio. The month of Ramadan is the month of countless blessings of Allah, which are readily available to the fast observers in this holy month. The blessings therein are incompatible to any other month, and in fact, the month is second to none. The fast observers therein are considered as the guests of Allah. The nights and the days of the month of Ramadan are superior to any other nights and days. The breathing of the fast observers in this month is considered a glorification of Allah. The sleeping of the fast observers in this month is considered a worship.
We should strive to distance ourselves from sin. This is the first condition of the matter. One must prepare the ground for benefiting from the mercy, forgiveness, and spiritual bounties of Allah. And this is done by abstaining from sin. Thus, you see in Dua al-Kumail that the commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, says, O Allah, forgive me those sins which hold back supplication. Sin prevents the acceptance of supplications. In these nights and dawns, in the noble dua of Abu Hamza, we read, Separate me from my sin, which prevents me from adhering to your obedience. O Allah, put a distance between me and my sin, the sin that prevents me from performing my duties and makes it so that I cannot bring myself closer to you. The essence of the matter is the issue of abstaining from sin. The greatest virtue of an Islamic system and government is that it does not pollute the atmosphere with sin. In tyrannical systems, the atmosphere is polluted with sin. Even if a person wants to avoid sinning, it seems not feasible for him. And everything drives a person towards sin. In an Islamic system, it is not so. In an Islamic system, the atmosphere is not polluted with sin. Therefore, the essence of the matter is to avoid sin, and we must try. In this month of Ramadan, God willing, through practice, self-discussion, and asceticism, to distance ourselves from sin.
May Allah accept our ibadah in the blessed month of Ramadan, and may He open for us the doors of forgiveness and blessings in this month. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي
علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Without any preface, due to time factor, we just start discussing this beautiful hadith. You know, we all have a situation in this world. People are not equal. Some people live in poverty, some people live in wealth. So there are wealthy people and there are poor people. Well, poor always want to become wealthy because he see at the other side of life the wealthy person's life as a blessing, and he has a lot of assets in his life, a lot of means of being happy in his life. Well, this is the assumption of the poor people. It is not necessarily correct. It is not necessarily correct. But anyways. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, إِنَّمَا فُرِضَ اللَّهُ السِّيَامُ لِيَسْتَوِي بِهِ الْغَنِيُّ وَالْفَقِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put fast on us, fasting on us. He ordered that we have to fast at least a month in the year, and he made it obligatory on us. What is the reason? إِنَّمَا فُرِضَ اللَّهُ السِّيَامُ لِيَسْتَوِي بِهِ الْغَنِيُّ وَالْفَقِيرُ. Allah wants to see ghani, means the wealthy person, and al-faqir, the poor person, in an equal situation. So especially those who are wealthy, they can understand what poor people are going through, what people are suffering through. And this is very important. I just remember a beautiful story from Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam. Once a group of people came to visit Imam Kazim salamu alayhi at the door, when they knocked the door of the house of Imam Kazim, servant of Imam came to the door and asked, "Who are you people?" They said, "We are the Shia of Ahlul Bayt. We are the Shia of Imam Kadhim." When they came in to see Imam, Imam said, "Did you guys call yourself Shia of us?" They said, "Yes, yes, yes, Imam Hassan. Yes, Imam Kadhim. We are your Shia." Imam said, "Hold on, hold on, hold on. When you guys in your area, in your territory, in your state, in your city, village, where do you live? When one need something, can go and put his hand into the wealthy person's pocket and take what he need or no?" They said, no, we don't have these kind of people. He replied, "We don't have these kind of established trust among us." Then Imam replied to them, "Then don't call yourself Shia. You are Muhib. You love us and you are good. You are still on good path. But still you are not Shia. You are not. Shia means trust. You have, as a Shia, we have to establish a relationship of trust, or trustworthy relationship among us, in a very high extent, in a very, 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 the most possible extent. So wealthy and poor, into the eyes of Islam, we have to be the same. We have to, especially those who are wealthy, they have to care about the poor people a lot. And this is the meaning of this hadith of Imam Sadiq salamu alayhi, where he says, "Inna mafuridallahu siyam." Allah has made wajib salat on us, sawm, fasting on us. What is the reason? The reason is لَيَسْتَوِي بِهِ الْغَنِي وَالْفَقِيرِ. Allah wants to see all the wealthy people and poor people. Sometimes they are same. So wealthy people can feel the pain and the problem and the issues of the poor people, and this is the main goal. Allah wants to see us in an equal way. If we are wealthy, we have to care about the poor, and this is the target and this is the goal of the basic teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wassalam. Inna mafuridallahu siyam layastawi bihil ghaniyya wal faqir. Faqir and ghani has to be equal into the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Ramadan Kareem, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan. It's really, really emphasized, and it's also very valuable, okay, to recite the Quran Kareem more than before in the holy month of Ramadan. Yes, we really welcome you all, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, to our Quranic session today, inshallah. In this session, we will be working on Ayah 58, Surah Al-A'raf, on page
158.
So brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah have joined us today in this session. I really welcome you all. So everyone, if you are ready, let's first listen to the recitation of this ayah, and then inshallah we'll move on to the tajweed points and the explanation. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون.
ما شاء الله. Nice recitation. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 58 of Surah Al-A'raf, I will read it once, then one of our brothers here will recite it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون. Allah Almighty says, the good land, balad means the land, the city, okay, the land. والبلد الطيب, طيب, طيب means pure, and also it means the good one, the good land. Its vegetation comes out by the permission of its Lord, Allah Almighty. And as for that which is bad, the bad land, لا يخرج إلا نكدا, it does not come out except sparsely. كذلك نصرف الآيات لقومي يشكرون. Thus do we paraphrase the signs variously for a people who give thanks, who are thankful. Guys, this ayah is one of the very beautiful verses of the Quran that our scholars use this as an example to explain different topics. So, there is one thing at the end of this ayah. I just want to point one more point. كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون. Guys, we always, all right, we always are being blessed by Allah Almighty. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
We really have to be thankful for every single blessing of Allah Almighty, every single ni'mah of Allah Almighty, especially in the month of Ramadan, in the holy month of Ramadan. It's really important that we should be thinking about the blessings of Allah Almighty and being thankful to all of them. All right?
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So, refer to the Tafasir books. Inshallah, you will learn more about this ayah. The tajweed points that we will mention about this ayah are important. In case you want to learn them and recite the Quran beautifully, correctly, brothers and sisters, please pay attention. Adi Nasir, before we start mentioning the tajweed points, I want you to recite this ayah. So, yes, everyone will listen. Let's see how Ali Nasir recites this ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal baladu at-tayyibu yakhruju nabatuhu bi'idhni rabbih. Wal ladhi khabutha la yakhruju illa nakida. كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون.
أحسنت, ما شاء الله, ما شاء الله. So, thank you so much, Ali Nasir. That was very nice. والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه.
Yes.
Is there any tajweed point in this part? First, let's ask Hassan about the stopping signs. Two stopping signs we have, Sila and
Jim.
The sign Jim, yeah. So, Hassan, what does that Sila tell us, and what about the Jim?
This Sila tells us that it's better to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jim says that it's optional to stop or to continue.
All right. So, Sila, whenever you see the sign Sila, it tells you better to continue. You're allowed to make a pause here, but it's better to keep going. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. Better to continue. But you are? Huh?
Allowed to
stop. Allowed to stop. Good. What about Jim? It says you are allowed to make a pause. So normally you have to read, continue reading, yes, till the ayah ends.
Yes.
وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا كَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ. Normally, you gotta read from the beginning of the ayah till the end. But in case you are running out of breath, all right, you can make a pause there. You are
allowed
to make a pause. You're permitted. Thank you, Hassan.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Next tajweed point. والبلد الطيب ط ط ط has a heavy sound. Make sure you pronounce it correctly. يخرج also a heavy sound.
Yes.
And what about نباته after the letter ح you got a baby wow, a tiny wow. I call it baby wow. So whatever you call it, it's a baby wow. Anyhow, what does that say?
You should stretch it.
Stretch the sound of?
Wow, or Dhamma.
Dhamma, who?
Yeah.
It's called, in Tajweed books, if you refer, it's the title is Ishba'u Ha'i Dhamir. Ishba' means to feed up, okay? Feed up. To, for example, to full something. When you full charge something, okay?
Yes.
Your mobile phone.
Yeah,
you plug in charge until charge is full, and the battery is full. Like this, he says, stretch it and make it full. Nabatuhu, stretch it.
Yes.
Or he sometimes. Rabbihi. Do you see the ya?
Yeah.
Biidni Rabbihi. There is a fallen baby ya there. Hussein, do you see that? So this baby wall, all right?
Yes.
And that baby ya.
Yeah.
The fallen, yeah. The small yeah and the small wow. They tell us to stretch
more
sound. Yes.
Stretch.
It's not only nabatuhu. Like this. يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي
Wrong.
It's not one count. Stretch it. Make it more beautiful.
Yes.
رَبِّ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ This way. Very simple. Ishba'u ha-ul-dhamir. Ishba'u ha-id-dhamir. Ha. Nabatuhud. Ha is a pronoun.
Yes.
Ha-id-dhamir means the ha, which is a pronoun. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it comes at the end of the word. Nabat is a word. Nabatuhu means the vegetation of that tree, for example, or that land. Bi-idhni rabb. Rabb means Lord. Rabbihi means its Lord. So it's a pronoun. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا Very simple. كَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ The last point. Hussein, tell us. لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ
لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ
لِقَوْمٍ يَشْكُرُونَ You merge the tanween.
Yes, إِدْغَام.
إدغام. This is called إدغام. So you read it this way.
لِقَوْمِ
يَشْكُرُونَ You extend the sound also for two beats. That's all, brothers and sisters. This ayah was very, very simple. I will recite it once. Make sure you listen and repeat with brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir. Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه
والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه
والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا
والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا
كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون
كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you for being with us till the end of this session. That's all from us for today. Ramadan Kareem. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, thanks for being with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you then in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi. وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين الذنب المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك
وجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with prayers I hold communion with you, and that's how I ease the pains that I face in my life. Regarding this part, we have talked about the importance of heart and how we should connect our hearts to the Almighty Allah. And we also concluded that intimacy with Allah is a source of joy for the awliyaullah, and we have to be so like them. That's why in some supplications we see that the infallibles say, Allahumma ij'al lisanana bi dhikrika lahija. O Allah, make my tongue remember you constantly. Wa qalbana bi hubbika mutayyima. And make your love enthrall my heart. Wa munna alayna bi husni ijabatik. And be gracious to us by answering us favorably. So this is how we emphasized the importance of remembering Almighty Allah. Allahumma ij'al lisanana bidhikrika lahija. So regarding the concept of heart, there are some facts to be mentioned. Some features of heart must be scrutinized in order to understand more what the reality of remembrance is. Why do we see in this part of the supplication bidhikrika asha qalbi? Why and what is it that makes our hearts take delight from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah? Remembrance of Allah, or dhikr, has been emphasized in different noble verses of the Quran and sayings of the purified Imams. It has been mentioned as an elixir that gives infinite value to man's temporary and short life, and it also enlightens his heart in accepting the truths. One of the features of a pure and sound heart is being a perfect reflection of the truth. The human heart is in a pure state of nature, and if it is not stained by sins and excessive attention to the world and this physical world, it will reflect the truth. If it is no longer in its state of nature, it will no more reflect the truth, and it will not exemplify a remembering heart. In this regard, Hadrat Ali alayhi salam has said, "Inna Allah subhanahu ja'ala dhikra jila'an lil qulub." Certainly, Allah the Glorified, the Sublime, has made His remembrance the light for the hearts which hear with its help. تَسْمَعُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْوَقْرَةِ وَتُبْصِرُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْعَشْوَةِ. And those eyes that see with its help despite blindness.
فليوم The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the Almighty Allah has placed remembrance in the position of the thing that somehow purifies the heart, jala'an lil qulub. Polishing or jala is applied to something to remove its rust or its stains, and as a result, its value is revived. The human heart also rusts. That's why the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is reported to have said, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ تَسْتَأُ كَمَا يَسْتَأُ الْحَدِيدِ. Verily, the heart rusts like the iron. And it was asked, Ya رسول الله وما جلاؤها, O Messenger of Allah, if it rusts like iron, then what is its polish? قَالَ قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ. He said, it is reading the Quran and remembrance of the death. So this is how important it is for us to be careful about our hearts, which is the means by which we remember the Almighty Allah, and this is how we get closer to the station of mercy during this holy month of Ramadan. We have to make the most of this time in order to purify our hearts, and remembering Almighty Allah is one of those ways. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. A beautiful persona indeed, a very magnificent and magnanimous persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially when you come to the Shia madhab, the Shia school of thought. Even though when it comes to the brothers and sisters of the Ahl al-Sunnah, especially the Shafi'i madhab and many of the Sufi schools of thought and sects of Islam, we find that they have an incredible love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and for Imam Ali alayhi salam as well. But that purity and that depth and that comprehensiveness that is found in the Shia 12-er imami madhab and school of thought is a depth that is not found in any of the other Islamic schools of thought. This universal persona, again, very profound in its depth indeed. You know, one of the things that we see in Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course we see in all of the divinely appointed imams, is this idea of basira. And so basira is like commonly translated as, you know, insight or acumen, or vision, or foresight even, if you will. So this kind of basira, this insight or foresight, or this kind of, you know, penetrative intuition, it's interestingly, it's a difficult thing to translate if you haven't realized already. But this basira is very important, and Imam Ali alayhi salam and all of the imams had that. This basira, this insight, for example, is this ability to be able to go past and cut through the various different veils of darkness and to be able to reach a ultimate truth, if you will. It is a very profound concept, and you need a lot of time to talk about it. We'll kind of have to leave it at this point due to brevity of time. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, he talks about how this basira this insight